This is Dr. Nitin Khulansky, but reported on patient Anthony Murphy, 0/10/1966. Indication procedure was colon cancer screening. Switching a magazine, nursing and anesthesia, and a similar physiology, which is a blood pressure. Also, often in a cytogram, which was a periodically procedure, colonoscopy, biopsy, spectral lymphocyte colonoscopy, indicated procedure, colon cancer screening. Switching a colonoscopy with biopsy, situation was given with magazine, given a similar physiology, which is a blood pressure, which is covering the embryo, which is colonoscopy. The biopsy inspection of the classic patient, Parkinson, standard of the patient, particularly of the scope of the maximum, you can call it for a fact, and call it for a fact, this is in our picture. Coming back to our suboptimal PEP, there was a polypoid mass noted at the ileus, inner lip of the ileocecal valve. This patient, this could be tubular adenoma or tubular villus adenoma. It was large, particularly large in size, about 2.3 centimeters in size. Ideal bulk of biopsy. I'm not sure whether this is true mass or whether this is just inverted ileocecal valve. But the biopsy things like diagnosis, rest of the colon, because of the third small bowel cell, could not be ruled out, to the rectum and liver patient, to a hemorrhoid bleed patient, the patient could appear in a complication, finding colonoscopy of the cecum, and with the suboptimal step, because there is a prep, small bowel cell, could not be right. Number three, a polypoid mass-like structure noted at the inner lip of the ileocecal valve, biopsy would take an histological diagnosis, tubular tubular adenoma, tubular villus adenoma, or any dysplasia happening, and then hemorrhoids. Recommendation: away from the biopsy of this polypoid mass at the inner lip of the ileocecal valve, even if the biopsy comes negative, a benign, I would recommend patient to have a colonoscopy if possible, EMR. Colonoscopy and interventional gastroenterology by Dr. Varadaraju with possible EMR of this polypoid mass noted in the inner lip. Repeat colonoscopy will have to reevaluate this mass again. And if it appears to be a polypoid mass, then probably patient may benefit from the endoscopic mucosal resection. Then follow-up colonoscopy after that will be depending on the outcome of the pathology of the repeat colonoscopy. End of titration, please send the card to patient primary care provider, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, covered Dr. Parham Sunny, December 2nd or 23rd, December 2nd or 23rd, patient's option.